Welcome to Japan Jukebox, here on KRVS 88.7 FM. We're your hosts, brothers Cody Winters and Danny Hiltz. Tonight is the first part of our two-part career retrospective for The Pillows. The Pillows formed on September 16, 1989, making this September their 30th anniversary. The band started when bassist Kenji Ueda, member of the popular late 80s punk rock band Kenzie and the Trips, invited his bandmate Shinichiro Sato to think about starting a new band with Sawao Yamanaka, previously from an indie band called the Coinlocker Babies. Talented amateur guitarist Yoshiaki Manabe, who played in a band called Persia, would also join. In the Pillows were born. The Pillows would make their live appearance debut just a couple weeks later on September 27th, when they appeared as a secret guest in front of a small crowd around just 500 people. They would start their first tour, called the Pillow Talk Tour, the following November. In February of 1990, the Pillows would create their first studio recordings, and on April 25th, their indie debut album, Pantomime, was released. We open tonight's playlist with the track Energy off the Pantomime album. Following Pantomime, the Pillows would release their second indies album, 90s My Life, on October 25th. From 90s My Life, here's Pari no Jose Mari.
I'm not afraid to
That was The Pillows' debut single, Ameni Utaeba. The title in English means Singin' in the Rain, inspired by the famous 1952 American movie of the same name. Ameni Utaeba would be included on the band's major debut album, Moon Gold, which released in June of 1991 on the Pony Canyon label. The next track of the night is Want to Sleep For, from the Moon Gold album. We'll follow it with Saribani Naritai from their second album, which they recorded in London in 1992, White Incarnation. We'll be right back. That was Bokura no Hare Suisei from the 1992 album White Incarnation. After the White Incarnation tour, bassist and founding member of the Pillows, Kenji Ueda, would announce that he would be leaving the Pillows due to disagreement with which direction to take the band in. In November of 1993, the three remaining members would join with Tatsuya Kashima as support bassist and perform as a reborn Pillows. The following December, the band would send out a special CD to members of their fan club, and this would be the first recordings that fans would get of the new Pillows. Here's Ano Hito Onaji Sora no Shita de from the special fan club CD. In January of 1994, the Pillows would sign with label King Records and hit the studio. They would release their first album with King Records in July, called Cool Spice. Cool Spice would have a stylish sound that was quite a departure from their previous works and would mark the start of the band's second movement. From Cool Spice, here's Monochrome Lovers. We'll follow it with Koi no Spy ni Kiyotsukero.
Oh, Yeah.
That was Sha-La-La from the 1994 album Cool Spice. March of 1995 would see the release of The Pillows' fourth major album, Living Field, which would continue the stylish second movement sound. From Living Field, here's Girlfriend, followed by Sunday.
No. 気に入りのマガジンがほんのちょっとだけど楽しませてくれる忙しいフライデー仕事帰り友達と待ち合わせて駅で時計を見てた You know you gotta take a train A ship, a bus, a rest You gotta take a train A ship, a bus, a rest I can't wait for you やっと Saturday 電話をかけようか迷ってたらちょうどベルが鳴り出した
you
That was The Killing Field. After Living Field, the Pillows would follow up with the single Tiny Boat in January of 1996. The band would have difficulty finding commercial success, which led to disagreements and a mentally difficult situation. This would cause the Pillows to go through another sound change, leading to the third movement of the band. We'll cover more of that next week in part two. But for tonight, we'll end this show with the 1996 single Tiny Boat. Tune in again next week for part two of our Pillows retrospective on the next episode of Japan Jukebox. You have been listening to Japan Jukebox, a production of KRVS in the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. You can listen to Japan Jukebox episodes and other locally produced KRVS programming on demand at krvs.org. Ricody Winters and Danny Hiltz. We thank you for listening and wish you sweet dreams.
Dan Phillips here, inviting you to Funkify Your Life, a weekly mix of vintage and more recent groove music from or connected to New Orleans and the greater Gulf South. Thursdays at 1 p.m. and Friday nights at 9 on listener-supported public media, KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette Lake Charles, and krvs.org.
This is Helen Forster from E-Town. Our friends, the talented husband and wife duo, Over the Rhine, join us this week. Plus, our other dear pal, gifted singer-songwriter David Huckfeldt. And we'll have an award story guaranteed to move you this week in E-Town.
Tomorrow at noon on KRVS.
This is KRVS 88.